Hello and welcome to this podcast from the Business Marketing Club, or BMC. I'm Dave Stevens. I'm a business marketer and I'm chair and co-founder of the BMC. The Business Marketing Club is a not-for-profit community network of business marketing professionals and people interested in business marketing. It's run by business marketers for business marketers, and we provide face-to-face and virtual event meetups, training, podcasts, blogs, newsletters, mentoring, social media groups, community groups, and gatherings for business marketers. Today, we have almost 5,000 participants across the world. If, though, this is the first time you've joined us, you're very welcome. Check us out at businessmarketingclub.org.uk. If you've been with us before, welcome back. It's great to have you along again. We often talk about the challenges of the 2020s for business marketers: market turmoil, uncertainty, recession, AI, etc. But these days, there are also areas of opportunity for marketers. And here to talk about emerging advertising opportunities for business marketers is the CEO of Media Exchange Group, David Fenlon. David, welcome to our podcast.
Hello, David. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here. So before we get started on talking about emerging advertising opportunities, why don't you tell us a bit about Media Exchange Group?
Yeah, so the Media Exchange Group is a global specialist in emerging media. So what that means in real terms is that we help people find things such as influencers, podcasts, gaming opportunities, sponsorships, streaming opportunities, and anything that is in that that emerging space. And we do that worldwide. Our technology is agnostic and allows brands, buyers, sellers to essentially access each other via a marketplace.
Right. So you're absolutely the people we need to talk to about emerging advertising opportunities. So what are these new opportunities that are available to marketers?
Well, fundamentally, at a large level, like, you can now engage niche communities and interest groups at scale. This is something that is new and really has come a long way since the pandemic. Mm. And the reason why is because of a variety of different ways to communicate available to different groups. And a lot of this has meant there's a lot of different ways of, even within the same medium, being able to be flexible with that. And that creates great creativity options for brands out there. It also means that you can be relevant to the underlying content and consequently the audiences. And, you know, this results in enormous cut through if you can get it right.
Okay, which obviously has an effectiveness associated with it, but I guess it also brings lots of challenges as well. It sounds like it's almost like you have too much choice now.
Yes, it can feel a little bit like that and can feel a bit overwhelming, I suppose. I think that we can talk about the effectiveness shortly, but I think that a lot of this stuff is around understanding the options are available to you. The great thing is that the old marketing rules that everyone said were dead are very much alive, and actually sticking to them is actually quite important because they will guide you in these areas. And frankly, it's in many ways a more pure play form of marketing rather than the cookie cutter way of doing stuff before, whether it be via press, whether it be via radio or television. Being able to use your principles now will help guide you to, you know, success in these areas.
Can you tell us a bit about effectiveness then?
Yeah, so interestingly, engagement rates typically are 2 to 3 times greater in these types of media than you would have in traditional media. And if you get this right, you often see double to triple digit growth. And that's something that's very much achievable because it's still quite a lot of white space. Mm. I'll give a for instance. So a furniture brand that we put in touch with an esports team in the US, they had a target of selling a certain amount via this esports team and their audience. They hit their 12-month target in the first month, and there's a bit of a bonfire going on at the moment to actually potentially withdraw the discount code that's been associated with this. So I think that, you know, for some things that you're looking at here, you can really hit it out the park. And also the great thing is that you can layer in a way that you can't necessarily do so well with traditional media. So if I give a for instance on this, if you are a B2B brand, what you can do is you can rent out a wonderful location, great location for a lot of your prospects and clients to come to listen to the podcast that you have sponsored and the topics that are around it, which are live streamed, which you've also invited a number of your creators or influencers who may be like pushing your audience there and getting them all to mingle at the same time. The amplification potential is enormous. And equally, I think it's something where you can really act as you can really position yourself in the right way in front of people. And the content that you get out of it and the tail that you get out of it means that you can get people when they're ready to buy as well, not just at that one shot, did they see that advert moment. So there's a lot you can do with this. And that's part of the reason why the effectiveness can be very, very high.
Guess it also, though, sounds like it's kind of also quite expensive.
It isn't necessarily that expensive. And there are three reasons really for that. Okay, now, you can spend as much as you like to a degree, and there are going to be things which don't work in this area. Okay, and that's something that you need to look at. But first of all, because there's so much variety, the market is kept to a degree honest. It can scale up or down towards your budget. Your budget could be £500 or dollars. It could be $5 million. There's a solution for everything out there, which is really interesting if you can actually access it. And that's what we try and help people do. So that's the first part of it. The second part of it is that when you actually look at the engagement rates, okay, they're typically half the price of some of the other stuff that's going out there to get the type of engagement that you're looking for. And in some instances, actually the audience that you're looking for can be a small fraction of the price in comparison to other opportunities that are, you know, more established. But the final piece that really helps with this is that often the creative is done by whoever's making the content for you as well. So the media and the creative and the location or whatever the case may be part of it in the entire offer or package that you're looking at, which holistically can bring down costs as well. So if you're savvy about it, there's a lot of cost-effective options out there.
Okay, so it's accessible then from a budget perspective. You've told me about the effectiveness, but hey, I've been in this game long enough to know that there's probably a catch somewhere. Where is it?
There are two big catches that come with all of this. And one of them is that you have to have a clear strategy and positioning in what you're doing. So you need to think very carefully about what it is that's there. You can't just slap your brand on something and hope that it'll work. You'll need to think very carefully about the audience and how you're presenting yourself, because realistically, there are so many routes to go down. You need to pick your route quite carefully. So there's less time needed around, you know, is the production like this? Is it like that? So less time around the execution, which should be looked at, but you'll be saving time there. But more time will be needed around the thinking. Because if you're not relevant, ultimately, or you position yourself in a particularly awkward way, then you may find it that it doesn't hit what you're looking to do. So more time needed around the thinking and so forth. The second part of it is also the audience do react very quickly in comparison to potentially more traditional areas. So right. You know, 3 months rather than 6 months is when you're going to see some sort of like a traction. But it's really important that you test, if you're going to do an A-B type test, you do it for at least 3 months, you know realistically what you're trying to be measuring. The audience has gotten very used to a lot of brands across all the different verticals who try to A-B test for a month, have unrealistic expectations on what that's going to get, and then are out. So the result is that audiences are now, there's a number of studies to show this, has kind of block you out for the first month because they don't know if you're going to be here tomorrow. So repetition is quite important, or at least something where it's very standoutish for a longer period of time is quite important. So I think the big thing here is you have to carefully position where it is and look for this for a period of time, which is probably beyond a quarter. And you'd be looking between 3 to sort of 3 to 12 months, somewhere in that period is what you're looking for. If you're not into that game, then you may want to think about other things.
Okay, that's good advice. So how about, can you give us an example or two of organizations? You don't have to name them, but kind of types of organization that have kind of spotted those catches and worked through them and are using these tools really well at present, and perhaps tell us a little bit about how they're making it work for them.
Well, every vertical is using this at this moment in time. If you give me a vertical, name me one, I could probably tell you a number of different examples of people who are up to doing certain things. What I might do is just flip the question very slightly and talk about what people who are successful do and then give examples rather than the other way around, just because I think the insight really is that with these areas, you can be KPI driven rather than essentially like assets driven. And if you have a real emphasis around engaging the middle of the funnel, essentially that engagement consideration piece, that's where people are finding that big push, because there's typically, in good old fashioned marketing terms, there tends to be a bit of a gap between brand and awareness and then the performance or acquisition end of this. And a lot of brands and savvy brands or buyers have noticed that bit in the middle, that engagement piece and the consideration piece, is actually where you're going to get a lot of traction and run through. And it's extremely cheap in comparison, like at this moment in time, for what you get out the back of it. So there's been a big emphasis on this. So if I give a couple of examples on this piece. So what you'll see with, let's talk about streaming services themselves actually advertising on this. So they do practice what they preach. So, you know, Game of Thrones, House of Dragon, they put a sponsorship in for the launch of the House of Dragon series with a number of esports or tournaments, worldwide tournaments. And they put that out, and those were highly successful. And the reason why ultimately was because they were putting something in front of, they were supporting a particular community and putting money behind that, but making sure that it was about them and not necessarily about their brand and so forth. They were saying this is something that is extra that you may want to be looking at. So that's an example of some of these pieces. You get different groups in the podcasting area doing a great job of not just putting an incongruous advert midway through certain things. I'll give you, I was talking to someone at one of the podcasting groups relatively recently, who said that they were listening to a very harrowing story about, like, you know, suicide, of which then suddenly a retailer, a well-known street retailer, said you can get 20% off if you get to this. And that type of thing is, it really ruins the experience. But like, what you can do with certain things from a B2B perspective is things like Intelligence Squared or TED Talks. You actually are in the position where you can set the topic and set a series of topics out there which aren't necessarily about you, although you may well be touching them. But the result is that to be able to fund this, that type of content is very interesting, and you can then inform that with maybe statistics that you have or other such pieces. And a number of brands, whether they be in the services sector or whether they be in the energy sector, have done this very successfully. And they've also been open to criticism as well. And this has actually endeared the brand to different groups, but equally it's meant that they are relevant and they're sort of front of mind for customers. And what typically tends to happen then is that if it's a B2B sale, if you are put in the right environment, you can often pick up prospects who are looking at this or want to know a little bit more. So those are the type of things that can happen. Again, there's lots of examples out there. Yeah. But I'm just giving two very contrasting ones just to give you a view of the opportunities that are there.
And if you're a marketer who's kind of starting out in this space for the first time, well, how do you go about it? Where do you begin?
Well, I mean, this is a very useful way for me to plug myself, okay, on this, okay? Feel free to speak to us. We do a lot of education with people. We are agnostic and so on. And Dave has really opened the door there for me to sell myself. So thank you very much for that. But probably something if you are somewhat suspicious of me and are thinking, well, I would like to learn a little bit myself before I speak to someone who's going to try and sell to me. How about what is out there? Well, what I'd say is look. Do a little bit of research on interactive and emerging media and look at what podcasts do, and not just like an advert in a podcast, actually the variety of adverts that you could do, such as call outs, sponsorships, and how people have done this particular piece. And be open-minded with your media options. You will be surprised at how well different groups have done in areas which don't seem to seem like they are adjacent to one another. Gaming is a very important one to look at because in some statistics, over half the world games in some way, shape or form. DHL had an extraordinarily successful set of campaigns with the gaming sector. And actually, because gamers used to wear DHL T-shirts that were handed out to them, they've recently ended up on the catwalk, okay, some like fashion pieces because of this. And this didn't cost very much, okay? But the result is this kind of word of mouth piece is there, and the impact and brand push that comes with it is quite important to them. They've managed to make themselves, you know, the kind of the deliverer of choice in that sense. So I'd look at the world of podcasts. I'd look at the world of influencers again. Try and find some things out there which are, you know, good things around engagement. Look at gaming, look at streaming pieces, look at sponsorships that are out there. There's plenty of things out there on the internet. There are plenty of groups who will have done it themselves, speak to them. Do that type of research first. And just remember that because there's so much out there and because there is no sort of established way of doing this perfectly, there's probably room for you and your brand, regardless of what it's selling.
That's great advice. And if people... I hope by the very fact that you and I are talking, you're being treated by our listeners as highly trustworthy. Certainly I see you as such. So if people do want to reach out to you as a trusted advisor, David, what's the best way of getting in touch with you?
Well, you can look at our website, which is www.mediaexchange.group, or you can email myself at david@mediaexchange.group. You will also probably be able to find me under David Fenlon in LinkedIn, which is for those who can't hear me through my accent in terms of what that's supposed to spell like, that is Foxtrot Echo November, Lima Oscar November.
It's very, very, very thorough. The highly trustworthy David Fenlon from Media Exchange Group. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David. Much appreciated.
And that's all for this episode of the Business Marketing Club podcast. Thanks to my guest, David Fenlon. Thanks to our technical person, Alicia Gratian. And thanks to you for listening. Do rate or review us if you can. And email me at davestevensnow@gmail.com if you'd like to be a speaker or offer feedback. There's more where this came from. Just go to businessmarketingclub.org.uk.